upon a person to do tshuva. This is not so, because the Rambam says mitzvisese achas v'yihu sheyoshu v'achitei michatoi lifnei adishem v'yisvade. Then the Rambam says in perik aleph milches tshuva halacha aleph kol mitzvei shebateiro bein ese bein loisase im ovar odom alachas mehen bein bizodein bein bishgogo ki sheyase tshuva v'yoshuv michatoi. So because of this expression kishiyase tshuva v'yoshuv michatoi, so some assume that according to the Rambam the chiyuv is only a chiyuv of vidu, but it's not so, because the Rambam says mitzvisese achas v'hu sheyoshuv achite michatoi lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. So the chiyuv of tshuva and vidu are all implicit in the posik of isho isho kiyasu mikol chatos olam. So the Rambam says kol mitzvah shebateiro bein ese bein leisese imo varodo malachas mehen bein bizodin bein bishgogo kishiyase tshuve v'yoshuv michatoi chayov liisvadeis lifnei yokeil bohu shenema isho isho kiyasu mikol chatos olam v'yisvadu es chatosom asher osu ze vidu dvoi. That's the droshe in the safro, in the sefri. Ze vidu dvoi. Vidu ze mitzvah sasei. Keitzat misvadin, eimeir. Onu Hashem, chotosi, ovisi, poshaiti lifonecho. Viosisi kach vikach. Vari nechamti ubeishti bimaasai. Uleilo menecheize lidovo ze, vize ikroi shel vidu. So the Rambam says that the quintessence of vidu consists in spelling out the chet, chotosi, ovisi, poshaiti lifonecho, viosisi kach vikach, vari nechamti ubeishti bimaasai. He should say that he has charote for his avere, and he should also say, uleilo menicheze lidoboze. That is mikabel hab. So in the order that the Rambam formulates the vidu, the ikre shel vidu, so the Rambam mentions charote lova first. Now everybody knows the tshuva consists of two essential ingredients. One is charote lova, one is kabol el habe. The question is, what has to come first? So when the Rambam formulates the ikre shel vidu, so he says, Onu Hashem chotosi ovisi poshaiti lifonecho, ויוסיסי כך וכך, והרי נחמתי ובישתי במעשי, ולילו מנחי זול דו בזה. So he mentions that חרות אל אובה should be mentioned first, and then קבול אל אהב. And then קבול אל אהב. Now, רבי ניינה, נשאר לתשובה, Rishay, Yudalev. So he says like this. Hoyiker Hasheini, Aziva Sachet, Kiyazeiv Drocho Voroim, Vyigmer Becholivovei, Kiloyesiv Loshu Bider Hazei, Vimoven Poal, Loyesi, Kiinian Shenema, Shubu Shubu Midaki Hamoroim, Vinema, Yazeiv Roshadak, Vida. כי מי אשר חוטו על דרך מקרה, כי יישא בו תאבו, וירז הכל אוף יצרי ויסקפיו, ולוי נחליצו ראיינו בפיגי בוי, ולוי מי ארו ליגיה בים התאבו, על כן יגרו היצר בחרומו, ונופל במחמירו, לפישייתי ואיתי, בייס רוח היצר מבאוסי, ולוי מאשר חפצי יורציני ולמצי אביני, ולאסיס קומיו אחזייס, רישיס תשובה סויש הזה האחרותו. ולוסים יוגים בליבי על חטוסי, ולייס נפש נענו מורו כלנו. אחרי כן ייסי בחוליים ירס עד השם בנפשי, וייתן חיטס הליקים בלבובי בחולייס, עד אשר יהיה נוחן ליבי בטוח עד השם, כי אם ייסי יעבר בהייצה וירישהו כפעם בפעם,
ורובו עולו תעבוסי כמשפט הרישי, לא יניפת ליבי עולו ויעזי דרכי, כמו שנאמר, ומי דווי זה וירוחם. היס כי התחילו ומי דה לחרותי, ועבידו והכך ואי זה. So Rabbi Dennis says, Acho ish ha-misyatze yifal derech loy toiv otomit, vigobar al hatov, derer b'chol yeim v'sheine b'yivaltei, v'shov b'mrutzosei gam pomim rabbeis, v'chol eis ei vora, u'michshol aveinei, yosim nechach ponov, rotzolei mahatavo v'ayetzer v'cheftzei umgamosei, asher yivotzem menu kol asher yozom laseis, reishis tshuvaso ish hazeh, לעזיב דרכי ומחשבתי אורו, ולהסכים לקיים ולקבל אולוב, לבליי ספלחתי, אחרי כן יסחור איתה ללי סוף הנשחוסיס, ויושב על הדשם, כמו שנאמר, יזיב ראש דרכי וישוב במחשבי סוף, ויושב על הדשם וירחמיו, והמושל בזה, למי שאיחס השרץ, ובוליד בלו ליטאיר, כי יוניח השרץ תחילו, והכן ידבר ויתאיר, וכל זמן שהשרץ ביודע יתמוסי בי, ונתביא לו מיילו, והנה עזיבס מחשבס החטא, היא השלוחס השרץ, ואחרות, ואחרותו, משכותו, ועבידו, ועתביא לו במוקים דתביא לו. So Rabbi Yehine makes it distinguishes between two types of chaiti. There is one chaiti who just committed a certain avere once. He did not become addicted to that avere. So if a chaiti committed a certain avere just once, so then the proper order is that first he should have charote and then kabbalah lahav. However, if a person committed a certain avere more than once, he addicted himself to a certain avere, so then the proper order is that first he has to be mikabbalah habo and then charote lahav. Now, so this is Rabbi Yehine Shita, that there is, this is in Shar Aleph, paragraph Yudalev. So Rabbi Yehine distinguishes between two types of chaiti. If one is a chaiti who committed a sin once and he was not mushrosh bechet, he's not addicted to the chet, then the proper order is that first he should have charote leova and then kabbal habe. However, if he's addicted to a certain sin, so then the proper order is first kabbalah lahabe and then charote lova. And if he will first have charote and then kabbalah, so he'll have to have charote again. Because vis-a-vis a person who is addicted to a certain avere, so if he has charote before the kabbalah lahabe, so then he is in the geder of tevil v'sheres biyot. We have to understand, I mean, why? So he mentions Psuki, Umeide ve'ezev Yeruchem. So in other words, Umeide yes charote, and then Ezev, this posik of Umeide ve'ezev Yeruchem is reference to a chete who just committed a certain avere once. And then the Yaziv Roshe Darke, Vishove Machshaveiso, so has reference to a chete who is already addicted to a certain chet, then kabbalah lahabe must take place first, and then charote lova. The Rambam in Pirik Aleph Hilchos Teshuva Halacha Aleph, in formulating the vidu, so he says that he mentions charote lova first, and then kabbalah lahabe. All right. So the Rambam is chilik on Rabbi Yehine. Rambam doesn't distinguish between one type of chet and another, but there seems to be a certain inconsistency between the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchas Tshuva Halacha Aleph and the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchas Tshuva Halacha Beis. So the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchas Tshuva Halacha Beis says as follows: Umayi hatshuvo hu sheyazev acheitei chatoei v'yosirei mimachshavtei v'yidmer bilibei shel yaseyu oid. שנאמר יזיף ראשו דרכי וכן יסנחים על שעובר שנאמר כאחרי שובי נחמתי. So here the Rambam says, מהי התשובו שיזיף אחי תחתוי ויסירי ממחשבתי ויגמר בליבי shelo yasei oid. So that's kabbalah l'habe. So the first thing that has to take place is kabbalah l'habe. Shenema yazif choshedaki. The same posik that Rabbi Yehine in Shari Tshuva mentions, except that Rabbi Yehine limits this posik to a sinner who is already mushresh b'chet, who is addicted to a certain avere, whereas the Rambam applies it to all chaitim, even a chaite who is not addicted, even a chaite who committed a certain avere just once. But the Rambam here is saying, umayi hatshuve hu sheyazif achaite chatoi v'yosirei mimachshavtei v'yidmer b'libei shelo yaasei yoid sheneemar yazif roshedarki v'chein, that's kabbalah l'habe, v'chein yisnachim al shova sheneemar ki achrei shuvi nechamti. So he mentions kabbalah l'habe first and then charot elova, and he mentions the posik achrei shuvi nechamti, the same posik that Rabbi Yehine mentions to show that vis-a-vis a chete who is addicted to a certain chet, so the charot elovar has to take place after the kabbalah l'habe. But so here, so this Rambam seems to be inconsistent with the Rambam's halacha in Perek Aleph Hilchos Teshuva halacha Aleph. So one could say that the Rambam distinguishes between tshuve, which is belev, and vidu, which is nipeh. Because in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam formulates the vidu, the ikor shel vidu, so there he says, there he mentions charot elova first and kabbalah l'habe second. Here he mentions the order in the elements of tshuve. And they say this are tshuve. So in tshuve, belev, kabu, he could say the Rambam shita is kabbalah l'habe is first, and then charot elova. But in vidu, in the verbal formulation, then charot elova is first, and kabbalah l'habe is second. But we cannot say that, because the Rambam says, continues. He says, as follows, umayi atshu, hu sheyazif achete chatoi, v'yosirin machshavtei, v'yigmar b'libei shol yaseyu eid, shenema yazif poshedat, v'chin yisnachim al shorova, shenema akach yishu v'nechamti. ויועיד עולו, יועידי התעלומס, של יושוף לזה החטא לילום, שנאמר, ולעיני מהרועיד אליהינו למעשה יודעים. Now, this is a very difficult expression. So the Kesef Mishneh explains it. Kesef Mishneh, like a Mishneh. The question is, what does the Rambam say, ויועיד עולו, יועידי התעלומס, של יושוף לזה החטא לילום? That Rebbeinu Shel Olam will testify that he will never, that never again, will he revert back to this aver? This is not something that he has to do. If the Rebbeinu Shel Olam testifies that this person, this Baal Tshuva, will never again revert, all right? But this is not something that the person himself can do. So the Kesef Mishneh says that when the Rambam says V'yoyid olof yediyah talumeis, it means that the Baal Tshuva should declare the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as an aid that never again will he revert back to that avir. All right. So then he says, V'yoyid olof yediyah talumeis, shelo yoshuv lazeh achet leilom, shenemar v'lo neimar oid eleheinu limas yodeinu. Then he says, V'tzorich li'svadeis bisvosof, v'leimar in yonis elu shegom abelim. So we cannot say that the Rambam distinguishes between tshuva belev. So in tshuva belev, so kabbalah l'habe is first, and charot elova second, and the verbal vidu there, charot elova is first, and kabbalah l'habe second. Because the Rambam, after mentioning the order of tshuva, and that order consists of kabbalah l'habe first, and charot elova second, he says, "V'tzorich li'svadeis bisvosov v'leimar in yonis elu shegoma b'libe." So that means that in the verbalization, it also has to be in the same order: kabbalah l'habe first, and charot elova second. But that is inconsistent with the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Teshuva. So in other words, so we have to understand two things. First of all, we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Why does Rabbi, all right, he bases it upon Psukim. But we have to understand the pshat in these Psukim. Why is it that if someone is a chayte who committed a certain avera just once, so then charot eleovar is first, then kabbalah habe second, and if he's addicted to a certain avera, then kabbalah habe is first and charot eleovar second? That's one thing. Now, then the second difficulty is the apparent inconsistency between the Rambam's psak in Perek Aleph Hilchos Teshuva Halacha Aleph, where he says that the individual charot eleovar is first in Kabbalah Habe second, and in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, where he says that in Tshuva and individual Kabbalah Habe is first and charot eleovar is second. That's the second difficulty. Now then, we have to understand something else. This expression in the Rambam, Umayi ha-tshuvo hu sheyazeif achetei chatoye v'yosirei mimachshavtei v'yigmer belibei shelo yaseh yoid sheneema yazeif roshe darke v'chein yisnachim al sheovar sheneema ka'achrei shuv inechamti v'yoid olof yedei atalumeis shelo yoshuf lezeh achet leilom sheneema v'leneima roid aleheinu lemas yedeinu. So the Mishnah explains it. How can the Rambam mention the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a witness that a certain Baal Teshuva will never again revert to a certain Avera as one of the elements of Teshuva? This is not part and parcel of his obligation of Teshuva. So the Mishnah says, ויש לו אימא דורי קומה, ייקח לו עיד להשם יסבור החולום, שלא יושב לחתי עיד, שנאמר, ולא נאמר עיד, כלאמר, שתחילס הפוסק הוא, קחו עמוכם דבורים, ושוב ולד השם. ומה תאמרו? לא נאמר אליהנו למס ידינו. So we have to declare the ריבונו של עולם as a witness. What does the Rambam mean by that? What does the Rambam mean by that? You have to declare the ריבונו של עולם as a witness. Just a matter of lip service, we declare the Ribbono Shel Olam as a witness, but the pshat in the Rambam is very simple. There is a great psychological insight in what the Rambam is emphasizing. Many times, when one reprimands a person, let's say especially if someone reprimands his students, why he doesn't learn, why he doesn't come to the minyan in time, and then so then, if the student will say, I'll try my best. So then, if a student tells me that, I know that in all probability, he'll come late again to the minyan. And in all probability, he will not learn properly. But if when I reprimand the student, whether I reprimand or somebody else, the student will say, I am firmly determined that I am coming to the minyan every day, then, so I can fairly predict that he will come to the minyan. In other words, sometimes there is a certain decision, sometimes a person makes a certain decision, and he really means it. It's not that he's echod b'fev, echod b'lev. He really means it. But then, a few days later, so he's faced with a certain temptation, so he succumbs to his temptation. Why? Because at the time when he made the decision not to repeat that avere, so the determination was not sufficiently firm. But if a person will say with the utmost firmness and with the utmost certainty, I am not going to do this avera again, no matter what. And if he says, I am declaring the Ribbono Shel Olam as a witness, then, in all probability, he will not repeat that act. It's possible that there will be a a change in his heart. We find certain tzaddikim that at the end of their lives were yetzer tavos ro. So that's something else. But if a person makes a firm determination with the utmost certainty, to the extent of being so sure that he is ready to declare the Ribbono Shel Olam as a witness, so then we can be sure that he is not going to succumb to temptation when the opportunity presents itself. So this is what the Rambam says. V'yoidolof yedeya talumis shelo yoshuf lo zeh achet leilom shenemar v'lo neymar oid eleheinu limas yedem. But then the question, this is the pshat in the Rambam. But then the question arises, so it is part and parcel of the element of Kabbalah Lahav. In other words, the Rambam is pointing out that Kabbalah Lahav doesn't mean just if a person decides he will never do the Aveir again. He has to decide with such firmness, with such determination, that he is ready to declare the Ribbono Shel Olam as a witness. So it's an integral part of the Kabbalah Lahav. So how is it that the Rambam mentioned that after Yisnachem al Shehova? So the Rambam should say as follows. Uma yachubo hu sheyazeif achete chatoi v'yosirem machshavte v'yidna b'libei shel yaseyoi shenema yazef roshet darakei v'yoyidol of yidea talumeis shel yoshuv leze hachet leilom shenema v'limei marudalim v'maisedeinu v'chein Yisnachem al shobar shenemar ke achrei shuvi nechamti. Achrei shuvi nechamti. You should say that way. How is it that the Rambam interposed the element of charot elova between yidna b'libe shel yaseh yoid and yoidol of yidea talumeis, when the yoidol of yidea talumeis really supplements the element of kabbalah habit? And then, if the Rambam requires not just Kabbalah Lahabe, a person makes a decision. Kabbalah Lahabe, if according to the Rambam, Kabbalah Lahabe means such a firm determination that he is ready to declare the Ribbono Shel Olam as a witness. So when the Rambam mentioned in Perek Aleph Milchas Tshuvah, Halacha Aleph, what the Kore Shel Vidu is, so why did he say just Keitzat Misvadin Imer Ono Hashem Chotosi Ovisi Poshaiti Lifonecho Viosisi Kach Vikach Vari Nechamti Ubeishti Bimaasai Uleilo Minecheze Lidover Ze? So he should say Uleilo Minecheze Lidover Ze Vari Ani Made Olai Yudea Talumeis Shelo Yoshuv Lo Zeh Achet Leilom. That he didn't mention. When he spells out the formula of the Vidu, he just says he has to be Mekabel Lahav. He doesn't say that he has to say V'ari Ani Meid Yudei Olai Yudei Atalumeis Shelo Yoshuv Lo Zeh Achet Leilom. He just says Uleilom Nechizal Davar. That's all. It's mashma that even if he doesn't say in the Vidu V'ari Ani Meid Olai Yudei Atalumeis Shelo Yoshuv Lo Zeh Achet Leilom. Why? Now, so we have to understand several things. First of all, the shita of Rabbi Yehine. The Rabbi Yehine distinguishes between a chet you committed a certain chet just once. So then Charot Elova is first in Kabbalah Habe second, and the chet you is addicted to a certain chet. So Kabbalah Habe is first, and Charot Elova second. And then we have to reconcile the apparent inconsistency between the Rambam and Perek Aleph Milchas Tshuvah Halacha Aleph, where he says that in Vidu Charote is first and Kabbalah second, and then in and the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, where he says that in Tshuva and in Vidu, so Kabbalah Lahabe is first and then Charote Lahabe. Now then, a third difficulty. How is it that the Rambam interposed Yivchilis Nachem El Shova between Yigma Belibe Shele Aseyu and the Yoidol of Yediyat Alumeis. According to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat, so Yoidol of Yediyat Alumeis is really explanatory of Yigma Belibe Shele Aseyu. In other words, it is descriptive of the degree of the Kabbalah. So Memele, he should have said, V'yigma v'libe shle aseyweit, V'yoyid olof yedei talumei shle yoshlo zachet leilom, V'chein yisnachim al shor. And then, why doesn't the Rambam mention that when he spells out the Yikore Shalvid? Casually. Then, another question is raised by the Michas Chinuch. The Rambam here, so, doesn't mention Bakoshas Kapore as an essential ingredient in Vidu. He just says, Vidu ze mitzvus asei keitzat misvadin, eimer ono Hashem chotosi ovisi poshaiti lefonecho, viosisi kach vikach, varin chamti ubeishti bimaasai, uleilo meine chizel dovaze. Chizel dovaze. So Bakoshas Kapore doesn't mention. The Ram doesn't say that when one is misvade and is averes, he should say, Varin mivakish kapore ala venisa. That he doesn't mention. Now, the Gemore in Yumed Aflamet Zayin Omedale, the first line, regarding the video of the King Godla and Yima Kippuri. So, now, first let me see the Rambam. Now, the Rambam is a mitzvah, so the Mechas Chinuch raises the question, how is it that here in Hilchos Teshuva he does not mention Bakoshes Kapore, but in Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvah Ayin Daled, he mentions Bakoshes Kapore. Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, Shetzivonu Leisvadeis El Adveinis Vachatoyim, Shechotonu Lifnei Okeil, Vileim Areisom Im Achuv, Vizeh Havidu. וכבונוסי שיימר אונו השם חוטוסי אוביסי פשייתי ועוסיסי כך וכך ויארי חמאמו ויבקש המחילה בזו עניין ופיצח אותו שם. So he says ויארי חמאמו ויבקש המחילה. So בקושס כפורה is an essential ingredient of the video. Why doesn't the Rambam mention it in פרק א' מלחשו? This kash is raised by the מלחשו. Now, as far as this kashe is concerned, so we can very easily dispose of that difficulty. Because the Gemore in Yume, Daf, Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, in discussing the Kapore, or in discussing the Vidu of the King Godla and Yom Kippur, so the Gemore says, Uminayin Shebiyono. The King Godla says, Ono Hashem, Tapono, Vachatoyim, Lavenis, Lapshoyim. שחוטו ושאופו ושפושו עמכו ישראל. So, how do we know that the King Godel has to use that term, אונו? מנהים שביונו, נמקם כפורת, ונמה להלון בחירף כפורת, מה להלון ביונו, אף קם ביונו. ומנהים שבשם, נמקם כפורת, ונמרו בגלערופה כפורת, מה להלון בשם, אף קם בשם. So this is how the King Godel, this is how the King Godel formulated his Vidu on Yom Kippur. And he said, Ono Vashem, Kapano, Vachatoyim, Vavenis, Vapshoyim, Shechotu, Vishehovu, Visheposhu. The Rambam mentions here, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Teshuva, Halacha Aleph, so he says, Keitzat Misvadin, Eimer Ono Hashem. Actually, the Gemara mentions that in Ligabi the Vidu of the King Godla Yom Kippur. The Gemara doesn't say that this is a halacha in all Viduim, but the Rambam holds that this is a halacha in all Viduim, not just in the Vidu of the King Godla Yom Kippur. So he says, Keitzat Misvadim Eimer Ono Hashem Chotos. So he mentions Ono and he mentions Hashem. So the Rambam does mention that in every Vidu, it is necessary that he should say Ono. Now what does Ono mean? What's the translation of honor in English? Please. So Mimele, if he says, Ono Hashem, Chotosi, Obisi, Poshaitel, Vanecha. So he says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he addresses himself to the Rebbeinu Shalom and says, please God, I sin, I transgress. So what does it mean, please? Please is the Lashon Bakoshe. So Mimele, when the Rambam says, Ono Hashem. So the fact that he says Ono, Ono is itself a Yad of Bakosh. In the Dorim we talk of Yodis. So Ono, Ono means please. What please? If he's just telling, he's just saying that he committed a certain avere. So what did he say please? Please means he's asking the Rebbeinu Shalom that the Rebbeinu Shalom should do something. What? Should forgive him. So Memele, once he says Ono, that is considered as if there is Bakoshes Kapor. So Memele, this is what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvot. Shetivonu v'isvade yisal ha'avenis v'chatoyim shechotonu l'pnei okeil v'leim arei somim ha'tshuve v'zeo ha'avidu v'kavonosei sheyeima Ono Hashem chotosi או ויסי פושעית וסיסי כך וכך ויארך המיימה ויבקש המחיר בזה ניל ויצחס לשני. So in other words, but if he says Ono without saying מחיר וקפלי, so in effect he is saying מחיר וקפלי, because otherwise the Ono has no meaning. So the Ono itself is like a yad to Bakoshes Kapor. So Memele, so he's yetzed the korish of vidu, but it's not the ideal vidu. So that's why the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah says, "V'yarich ha'maymo, v'yivakish ha'mechilo, v'zayin l'vitzach ha'desheinei." But in order to constitute the korish of vidu, a minimum of vidu, so if he says just ono, so it is considered that he was mivakish kapor. So this is not difficult in the Rambam. So there is no inconsistency between the Rambam Lecheshuve and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah Sandetzko. Now, then we see that the Shittes Rambam is different than the Shittes of the Rambam. The Rambam mentions that the mitzvah of Tshuve and Vidu is implicit in the posik in Oseh, Isho Isho Ki Yasu Mikol Chates Odom. So that posik implies a chiyuv of tshuve and vidu. The Ramban agrees with the Ramban that this posik of isho isho ki yasom mitol chates odom v'isvado es chatosom implies a chiyuv of tshuve, as the Sifri points out, but according to the Ramban in Chumash, there is another mitzvah asay of tshuva. In Parshe Nitzot, so in Nitzovim, the Torah says, "V'hoyu ki yoveyu olecho kol hadvorim o'ele habrocho v'aklolo." אשר נסעתי לפניך, ואשיבי סוער ולרווך בכל הגויים אשר יבדיכך עד שם מלכך שמו, ושבתו עד שם מלכך, ושומעתו בכלי, כחיל אשר עונך עם מצבך היוי, עתו ובונך, בכל לבובך ובכל נפשך, ושוב עד שם מלכך אשבוסך, וריך עמך, ושוב וקיבצך מכל העמים אשר הפיצך עד שם מלכך שמו. אם יהיה נדחך בקצי השמיים, משום יקבסך לשם לקחך, משום יקחך. ואביאך ואביאך עד השם לקחך אל אורץ אשר יורש אביסך, וירישתו ויטיפך ויהיה בכל מאביסך. ומור עד השם לקחך סלבוף פסלו אבזרחו, לאהב עד השם לקחך בכל בוף פונף שכו מחייך. Then, the Torah continues, כי המצווה הזה יש אשר עונך עם מצבך היין, לא נפלי סימנך ולא יריחי כהי, לא יבשמיים הילי מר, מי יעלה לנו השמיים ויקוחה לנו. וישמיענו איסו, ונעשינו, ולא ימי בלעים הילי מר, מי יעבור לנו אלי בלעים ויקוחהו לנו, וישמיענו איסו ונעשינו, כי קורא בלכו אדוב המאי בפיחו ובוב כל הסיס. So the Rambam, according to the Rambam, this posik of Vashiveso, El Vecho Becholagoim Asher Lechacho Ad Hashem Elokecho Shomo, Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecho, Vishomaito Vikelei, does not imply a mitzvah aseh, a chiyuv. It's only a haftoche, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shuvah. It's only a haftoche. In Perek Zayin Hilchos Shuvah Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Kol anvim kulon tzivah la tshuva, ven Yisroel nigolin elo b'tshuva. וכבר הבטיחו תוירו שסייף ישראל עשיש תשובה בסייף גולוסון ומיד אין גולים שנאמר והויו כי יבואו אליך כל הדברים וישבת לשם לקחו ושאלה לשם לקחו. So it's after. It's not a mitzvah sase. Echi. The Rambam, however, in his perush here, so he's Israeli come the Rambam. And he says that this posik of Ashiveisa Lovecho Vishavta Hashem Olekecho is a chiyuv of tshuva. And then he says, and ki hamitzvah hazois, so according to Rashi, ki hamitzvah hazois has reference to kol ha'terei kule. Ki hamitzvah hazois ha'shoronechem mitzav chayim, lo niflesim imchov lo rechei kule. And this is the Rambam Shita also, that it has reference to kol ha'terei kule. But according to the Ramban, so the Ramban mentions that there is a pshat of Rashi, that ki ha-mitzvah hazeh says reference to kol ha-terei kule. He says no, ki ha-mitzvah hazeh is a continuation of the mitzvah of tshuva, where the Torah says, v'ashiveisa lovecho b'chol ha-goyim asher idechacho ad Hashem Elokecho shomo, v'shal Hashem Elokecho. So then the Torah proceeds and says, ki ha-mitzvah hazeh asher oneich mitzav chayim lo niflesim imcho v'lo yirechei koi. So the Ramban says, it's a mitzvah hazeh. And then he says that the reason, the Ramban, unpassionate of him, says the reason as to why the Torah uses a loshim benami, a constant haven, v'shafto ad Hashem Elokecho, v'shafto, that's a haven, v'shafto ad Hashem Elokecho, instead of tzivu, shuv, el Hashem Elokecho, because it is true what the Rambam says, that in this posik of Vishavta Hashem Elokecho is implicit also a haftoch. So two things are implicit in Vishavta Hashem Elokecho. One, a tzivu of doing tshuva, and also haftoch. So he agrees with what the Rambam says, that herein haftoch is implicit. But whereas according to the Rambam? So it's only haftoch, according to the Ramban, it implies two things. First of all, a haftoche, and then a tzivu. So that's the reason as to why the Torah employs the loshim beinoni, vishavto, which is a heve, a constant heve, rather than the tzivu, the imperative of shuv el ad Hashem Elokecho, in order to advise us that in addition to a tzivu, there is also haftoche. But there is a tzivu implicit. Now, but the Ramban is made with the Rambam, that the mitzvah of tshuva is implicit in the posik in Nosei of Isha Isha Ki Yasu Mikol Chates Odom V'Yisvadu Zev V'Yidvorim. So it implies a chiyuv of tshuva and vidu. So the Ramban says that there are two separate mitzvahs of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva that is implicit in the posik in Nosei of Isha Isha Ki Yasu Mikol Chates Odom V'Yisvadu Zev V'Yidvorim, that's a mitzvah of tshuva that is incumbent upon the yochid. If a single Jew committed aveiras, so he's mechuyev to do tshuva. But this parsha of hoyo ki yovei olecho kol advorim moele habrocha v'aklora shenasat v'ufanecho v'ashiveisa l'ovecho b'chol agoyim asher t'chach ad Hashem Elokecho shomo and then v'shavto and ki ha-mitzvah hazeh asher oneich mitzav chayim is addressed to the cloud. So there is, besides the chiyuv tshuva that is incumbent upon the yochid, there is also a chiyuv tshuva incumbent upon the cloud. So this, on this point, is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, there are two chiyuvim of tshuva. There is one chiyuv of tshuva that is incumbent upon the yochid, and that is implicit in the posik in Osei, in Isho Isho, ki yasu mikol chatos ha'odom v'yisvadu. And then there is another mitzvah of tshuva, a chiyuv tshuva that is incumbent upon the klal. Klal Yisroel has to do his mechoyev to do tshuva. And in that parsha, in its ovin, is implicit not only a chiyuv tshuva that is incumbent upon the klal, but also a haftoche that save Yisroel last tshuva. And according to the Rambam, only haftoche, but there is no chiyuv implicit in that parasha upon the klal. But the Rambam and the Ramban agree that there is a chiyuv of tshuva incumbent upon Yochid, who is a chayte in the posik of Isho Isho ki yasu mikilchatis odom v'yisva. Now, so that means that according to the Rambam there is no special chiyuv of tshuva on the klal. But the Rambam also mentions the chiyuv of tshuva that is incumbent upon the klal. But not because of the posik of Vishafta Hashem Elokecha. This posik only implies the haftoch. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Taniyos, so the Perikal of Hilchas Taniyos, Aloche Aleph, Mitzves Ese Lizeik Uloria Bachatzoitzrois, Al Kolzoro She Tove Alatzibo, She Nemar Latzar Atzireschem, Varieisem Bachatzitzres, Kelema, kol dovo sheyitza lochem, kim batzeres, videver, viarbe, vichayetze behen, zaku aleyem vohoriu. Vidovo ze midar ki hachuvehu, shebizman sheto vitzoro, viyuzaku aleo, viyoriu, yeidu hakel shebiglau maaseyem oroyim, hur alohem, kakosuf avniseichem itu, vizehu sheyikreim lohosi ratzorom aleyem, avul im lo yizaku, vlo yoriu, אלו יאמרו דובו זה ממין הגאי לא מירו לנו ויצורו זו נקרא נקראיס הרי זו דרך הרזור יש וגרמס להם להידוביק במעשי המורואים ותאיסיף הצורו צורס אחיריס הוא שכוסף בתירו והלכתם מימי בקרי והלכתי גם אני עמוכם בחמאס קרי כלי מה כשאובי עליכם צורו כדי שתשובו אם תאמרו שהיא קרי אויסיף לכם חמאס אויסי קרי. So here the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah of tshuva, a chiyuv of tshuva, that is incumbent upon the klal. If the klal is overtaken by disaster, by tzores, so then there is a chiyuv of tshuva. And vareisem b'chatzitzres, which implies chatzitzres and zake, tefile, but the essential thing of all that is tshuva. And even the Gzeiras Tainis, which is mit Rabbonon, as the Rambam continues, ומיד וסיפרים ליסניס על כל צורו שטובה אל הציבור עד שירוחמו מן השמיים. That's also, that's mit Rabbonon. But what kind of a kiyum is it mit Rabbonon when we are Gzeiras Tainis? Al hatzibur, because of tzores that overtake the tzibur, it's a kiyum of children. Because of that, many years ago, when the Gdeli Yisroel were Gezer Tainis because of the Tzores that overtook the Jews in Russia, there were pogroms and so on, so some Gdelim felt that Vaichal should be read. And Reb Chaim said no, Vaichal should not be read. Why? Because the Rosh Narambam, the Rambam says, Vidovo ze midar ki atshuvehu. So in other words, so the whole Chiyuv of being Gezer Tainis and the Kiyum is the Kiyum of Tshuva of Tzibo. So Memele, if the Tzibo doesn't do real Tshuva, so then it's not really Tainis Tzibo. So Memele, we cannot read Vaichal. Anyway, whether we have to read Vaichal or not, there are some Gdelim, I mean, Wachili Kal Reb Chaim, but one thing is clear, that the whole Din of Gzeiras Tainis is because of tshuva. And the Gzeiras Tainis is only mitzvah seifrim by way of tshuva. Masha'in kim tshuva itself, that is the essential thing that is implicit in this posik in Baal Yisro. Ki soveyu mulchomo ba'arceichem al atzav atzirereschem va'areisem b'chatzitzres. What does it mean? the true of Chatzitzres, this is an incident of the tshuva. But the main thing is tshuva satzit. So we see that according to the Rambam, there is also a special chiyuv of tshuva of the tzibur. But there is a fundamental distinction between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, the mechayev of tshuva satzibur is tzores. Without tzores, there is no special chiyuv of tshuva satzibur. Mashein kin yochi, tzores or no tzores, is there is a chiyuv of tshuva. So the Gemara talks of tshuva meire, tshuva meave, but there is a chiyuv of tshuva. So according to the Rambam, vis-a-vis the tzibur, the mechayev of tshuva is tzores. According to the Rambam, there is a chiyuv of tshuva on the basis of tzores. The Rambam will agree with the Rambam, but besides the chiyuv of tshuva, where the mechayev is tzores, there is another chiyuv of tshuva that is incumbent upon the klal, and that's tshuva me'ave that is incumbent upon the klal. According to the Rambam, there is no chiyuv of tshuva me'ave on the klal. There is a chiyuv of tshuva me'ave on the yochid, but there is no chiyuv of tshuva on the klal me'ave. According to the Rambam, besides the chiyuv of tshuva, where the mechayev is tzores, so there is another chiyuv of tshuva incumbent on the klal that is implicit in the posik in itzovim of vishavta adishem alekav. So this is the distinction between the shittas HaRambam and the shittas HaRambam. Now, so the Rambam does not mention in Hilchas Tshuva any chiyuv of tshuva on the klal. He just mentions the chiyuv of tshuva on the klal that is contingent upon tzores, that he mentions in Hilchas Taniyos, but not in Hilchas Tshuva. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva mentions tshuva of the klal as well in connection with Yom HaKippur. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchas Tshuva Halacha Zayin, he says as follows: Afal pi sha'tshuva ve'atzako yofer le'ilom ba'asor ha'yomim